Okay, we will call the common council meeting to order. It is 6:03 p.m. on Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton absent. Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on September 28th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the 2022 budget adoption. Obviously, we talked about this last time, but any, we'll go ahead and go through the ordinance. So, do I have a motion to read ordinance 2021? Where is it? Hold on. There we go. Do I have a motion to read ordinance 2021-17 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Please read ordinance number 2021-17.
The 2022 budget ordinance.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-17 on second and final reading?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is ordinance 2021-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance 2021-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-24, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedule of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So this is to change the parking around the former high school site, our new park area. Any questions, comments, concerns since the last meeting? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-24 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Great night to have all these ordinances because you guys are very interested in motioning and seconding tonight. So next up is ordinance 2021. It's going to bite me in the rear here. Ordinance 2021-21. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Dan for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2021-21 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-21, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries, therefore, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
As a reminder, this is the school corporation's second annexation request. For the high school property. So with that, we will recess the meeting and open up any public comments for the public hearing. Since there's nobody in the audience, we will conclude the public hearing and go back to ordinance 2021-21. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the actual annexation ordinance? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-21 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up. We're turning and burning tonight, Rosie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Next up is Ordinance 2021-22. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2021-22 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-22, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
So again, this is the annexation of the Schrader real estate property. As you'll remember, there was a building that was split between in-city, out-of-city, and this kind of cleans that up, as we discussed with Schrader real estate and RD specifically. So with that, we are going to recess the council meeting and open up the public hearing for this annexation. Once again, having nobody in the audience, we'll go ahead and conclude that session and ask the question for council. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns? Yes.
That, just to clarify, so that brings that entire building within the...
Yes, and actually that whole property, I think all the way over to Blue Babe, the ditch, if you will, that's there.
Okay.
That whole property. And as a reminder for that, the legislature, I don't know if it was last year or a couple years ago, but they put in a kind of a caveat, if you will, to annexations where ag land will remain taxed at its previous rate until it is developed into something else if annexed into the city. So effectively, it's a net neutral for Schrader Real Estate until they go and develop that property. But it makes sense for us, obviously, as so you don't have a building that's split between two types of jurisdictions.
The only thing I see missing here is the actual picture of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
They have a certificate of survey, and all the wording is, it's a survey, but we don't have a picture.
Do you have the picture
of that?
Do you have a picture of the survey? And that
will be required in order to record it.
The survey's already been recorded, apparently.
Well, because it wasn't done, they had done a survey before, and I thought...
We have a certificate of survey. We got everything but the actual picture of it.
I understand. I thought that what Earl said was that it had already been recorded, so I don't know. I didn't bring the file with me. I'll have to check.
Okay, we'll check on it. But
okay,
yep.
That's all I see.
Yep.
I know that's what they're looking for when they record it.
I hear you.
Okay. Now, are you talking about that?
Yeah,
that's the school one.
That's the school.
Oh, is that no? Is it the school?
No.
That's not the school one.
Wait a minute.
That's the school one, but.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't have a picture of the.
Well, now wait a minute.
Okay.
We got everything that usually goes with the picture.
Yeah.
This one is.
Well, the first one we did with the school, but
this is Schrader's.
The picture you just showed was?
No.
Okay.
So I've got like this.
I think that's what you want to see.
Is that what you said?
This is what you're going to want to see, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we do have that.
Okay.
It's just too big to copy.
So yes, it is in there.
Okay.
Thank you, Rosie.
Okay.
As always, right on top of the game. Okay. Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-22 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. Okay. Next up is the annual employee salary range ordinance. Can I have a motion to read Ordinance 2021? Wait a minute. I think that's mistitled. I think it should be 23. Ordinance number 2021-23. Because I think we just did 22 on the annexation.
Yeah, it should be.
Or is it a different number?
I have 25.
Okay.
No, on what we have.
On here is 22, yeah, but
yeah,
it's supposed to be 25?
It's 25.
Okay, so we'll cross that off and consider that ordinance number 2021-25. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Ted. Further discussion? All those in favor show up at the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2021-25 by title only.
Ordinance number 2021-25, an ordinance to be known as the 2022 salary range benefit ordinance.
Go ahead. This is your baby.
So what I've done is everything in red is the changes.
To the hourly.
Proposed, mm-hmm. Yeah, for the hourly. And then also for the biweekly. And the other thing that changed was the meals for out of town when you're mm-hmm. traveling. I put it in red how much we were going to up it to. Mm-hmm. And if there is nothing in red, then it didn't get changed.
And I did note, by the way, and I saw this afternoon, that the actual HR salary range, actually, you see 36 on one side, but it's actually 28. So that 20 goes to 28, if that makes sense. that will
this
change.
This should be 28.
Yeah, this will be 28.
This here.
Yes, that will change to 28.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So, that's okay. Everything else, yeah. So, as we talked about during our budget meetings and as we've continued to talk about kind of the way in which we continue to be, an employer of choice, if you will, I think this reflects it. But even more than that, I know, Rosie, one of the things you do when you put this ordinance together is you kind of take a look at everyone's salary and where they are and where the... where the salary increase will impact those numbers and all that kind of stuff, right?
Correct.
Okay. So those are reflected in that to give that range, if you will. So certainly would be open to questions that you have.
So under where it says yearly at the top, that
yes.
Column?
Yes.
So is... I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out, is the, like on the top one under executive
yes.
secretary,
yep.
where it says 26,
yep.
is that the maximum hourly?
That's the maximum hourly,
and
yes.
So what's the yearly? Is that, I don't understand why that's
we don't
titled that.
Yearly.
We don't
okay, understand. So that, really, that yearly, I should just ignore
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
except
okay.
like,
I just want to make sure I understand.
On the second page, like,
oh.
there is some yearly, like for supervisor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I didn't have any place to put it, so I just
okay.
put it. The red there.
You got to show the comparison.
I understand. I just want to make sure I was reading that
yeah.
correctly.
Yeah. I had that same question when I saw it first.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yes, you're the same thing.
Yes.
Not only do we think alike, but we dress alike.
Ah, see? That's right. That's always sweater vest season in Columbia City.
Sweater vest.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2021-25 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move it to the second reading at the next meeting. Thank you. Okay. Next up is the American Rescue Plan kind of proposal, I guess. So in front of you, I distributed a 11 by 17, or I don't know what the dimensions of this paper are. But anyways, a long paper that shows kind of generally when talking to the department heads and talking with Rosie, kind of trying to figure out the best way to utilize these ARP funds to address needs that are not only now but into the future. So you can see they're really broken down into a couple of things here, so I'm going to try to address how I did this so that it makes sense, obviously, trying to make it clear regarding title and description as to what the project would be or what we're actually paying for in that regard, as well as the department in which it falls under and the cost of the project. So then you get into the other category, or the other columns. The two columns that are side by side here, utility and revenue loss. We worked with Baker Tilly to figure out what exactly percentage of our dollars we could utilize toward revenue loss, which is a pretty wide and broad category. I will say the good news for us is that there's a fair amount of wiggle room in the dollars that we have compared to lots of other communities because of our growth. And so what you'll see there is about, you know, three-fourths of our money, the money that we're getting from the federal government for the American Rescue Plan, can be used for revenue loss or basically for general government expenses. So now, in the utility category, there is specific things that we can and can't use. So while electric makes sense in a utility standpoint, from the Treasury's guideline, we cannot use the utility category for electric. Okay, we can only use it for water, wastewater, stormwater type infrastructure. I also put the free public Wi-Fi as a part of that project, as part of there, because there is a broadband category, if you will, under the Treasury guidelines that would fit into. But everything besides what I just stated would need to go into the revenue loss category. So that's what that column is there. Year spent, obviously, we tried to space it out. We need to spend by the end of, I believe it's by the end of 2024, we have to spend all of our dollars. So I've tried to space it out so that we have a little wiggle room if something doesn't work on time or we don't have the materials or whatever it is during that time frame. And then finally, the total funds available. I will tell you that our current estimate of $2,084,000 is directly from the state's website. There may be some fluctuation up. There will not be fluctuation down. Okay, so it could be a scenario if other communities have decided to turn down those dollars, which they have the full ability not to claim those dollars. If they choose to turn those down, what we've been told is those dollars would be redistributed for the communities that actually accepted the dollars. Okay. You know my opinion on this is that those are our taxpayer dollars that have went to D.C. We want to try to bring them home to our community. And so we passed the resolution to accept those funds. We have approximately 50% of those funds already in hand in our bank account. However, we can't spend a dollar of that, a dime of that, a cent of that until the council approves the spending plan and the additional appropriation that goes along with that. So I'm going to try to go through these in a, you know, not too rushed, but at least a fairly quick manner to try to explain them so that the council has an awareness of them. And certainly I welcome your feedback as we go through this kind of idea and concept that in working with the department heads and with Rosie on it. So we've talked about it for a while, but providing free public Wi-Fi creates that kind of sense of community, draws people downtown to our park, to our aquatic center, et cetera, as an additional benefit. You'll remember our conversation about this during the CARES Act time frame, and we couldn't really get it to make it work. And so that's why it's back on this sheet. Terry has worked up a new quote for that because it's been a little while since we looked at that, and so that's, those new numbers are reflected in this. And I think that's something we can deploy fairly quickly. At least, trying to remember, is downtown, would that be the first step, was downtown?
Yeah, it has to be.
Then it's a head in, so.
Yeah, so that's there. Rosie has asked for some of these dollars for the general fund, if you will, to go toward the health insurance fund. We had a fair amount of claims this year that would really help offset that account. Do you want to say any more about that? Okay. there's a couple of minor things in here. My goal was to try to get something to each of the departments because obviously the pandemic affected everybody in a different way. And so fire department needs a new generator. Yes.
Mike gets something for the water.
Yeah, Mike does get something for the water department in there. Yes, he does.
Seems
Not until 2023, though.
I tried to push it off as long as I could. No, but polyphase meters, that's really the last step of the AMI project. There's a very few amounts, and those are fairly costly, as you can see, so we put that in for electric. The Knox boxes that are throughout the community, there's an upgrade they've done to those, and so Tom has asked for that to be a part of it. If you're unaware of the Knox box, basically every business should have a Knox box per ordinance, should have a Knox box that the fire department can roll up, put their specialized key in, and get the actual key to the business so they can get in. That's what the Knox box on the building is supposed to be for. So that gives them access so they don't have to go and break windows to try to put out, you know, check alarms or obviously put out fires if that needs to be. So the next three categories seems a little odd, but there is some rhyme to my reasoning here. Those next three categories basically cover the park barn replacement. In a nutshell, the park barn itself cannot be paid for by the ARP funds because it's a loan. And so instead, we're going to do some maneuvering, if you will. And so we're going to pay for some of these things, some of the general expenses of the Parks Department out of there, and make money work for us to be able to handle the park barn, if that makes sense. Yes, Ad.
So those are just going into a fund then, or an account
effectively,
debit out there
exactly.
If I need it? Okay.
All of the money from the American Rescue Plan will go into one account that Rosie has already set up, and then in that account there'll be effectively subcategories, just like any other budget line item. There'll be subcategories that will go toward equipment or go toward staffing or go toward capital projects, et cetera. Et cetera. So
those funds will sit there until...
They're expended, that's correct. The next thing on the line item is to replace two police cars to kind of get back on schedule. As you know, because of multiple different projects along the way, whether it be a new dispatch center, whether it be new air packs, we kind of had to push back our car replacement process with the police department. So we've tried to put something in there to get them at least back up to where it needs to be. We kind of went from about an 8-year time frame to a 10-year time frame of turnaround. Obviously, 10 years on a police vehicle is a little long. Now, the other little caveat I would say to that is that we are having conversations with Enterprise about finding a way of maybe making the police cars a part of that process. Certainly, that would be a phase in over time, and there would still need to be some flexibility in the actual funding of that. But that's one of those things that I think is important to get us back on track.
So yes. If on that particular purchase, if he's unable to get those vehicles in 2022, do we just save the money?
Yep. We can bump it to 2023. We just can't go past December of 24. I'll add a little asterisk on that because the common notion right now is that Treasury is going to be pushed back that deadline past December of 24. But right now, the current deadline to spend ARP funds is December of 2024. Next up is electrical upgrades for Phase 3 of Westgate. I believe Phase 3, correct me if I'm wrong, Chip, but I think it's the far west end.
Yes,
of
in between.
Westgate.
Yep.
The next is next two line items are for community development versus to create a downtown strategic investment plan. You'll remember in the past we've gone after a downtown planning study for some time and been denied a couple of times. We know our downtown needs some improvements. We need to plan for those improvements. It's a part of our comprehensive plan, so that's why that's in there. The next, obviously, is to help support that trail extension to the Columbia City High School campus. Obviously, we're really hopeful that we get the grant, the Next Level Trails grant. We're submitting that in...
That's Parks.
We're submitting that application in December, and so put some money in there for kind of that match. We also have been informed we got a $25,000 match from the Community Foundation, which we're really thankful for, and we're currently talking with the DECO Foundation to get some additional dollars in there. Next is engineering of a force main project for the Jefferson and Main Street force mains. That's through Mike's wastewater department. And that's kind of the next major project, would you say, for the wastewater department?
Yeah.
Assuming that the federal government item doesn't come down with some other mandate and regulation that they don't attach money to. So, Rosie asked for a little bit of money for the downtown flowers, so I put that in there. Make it beautiful every year. We did put in $200,000 for lead line. I'm sorry, it says $200,000. It's supposed to be $183,000. I apologize. I changed one category. I didn't change the other. My bad. So $183,000 for water line replacement for the service lines, for lead lines. IDEM has already notified us that they are going to be coming after communities because the feds are coming after them to replace lead service lines. Now, you may remember there are a large portion of our water lines throughout the community that are that as we come across lead lines, we replace. However, the service lines from the meter to the home, we don't typically replace those because it's not really the public infrastructure. It's more the private infrastructure. However, governments above us have told us that it doesn't really matter if it's ours or not. We need to go and replace those. So we put some money aside again to try to address that unfunded mandate that's coming down the road. The next one is something that Sean has been on me for quite some time now, and we've just never really had the money for it, and that's to replace the Morse Park baseball field, softball field lighting structures there. They are huge, they are very expensive, and from time to time they spark and do all kinds of fun things there. And so it's time for us to address it, and this gives us an opportunity to address those that major kind of maintenance issue there. I think the
park also.
I will say that's a low ball number. So the hope is by that time we'll probably have a little, maybe additional money from somewhere else or something to be able to supplement. I think the quote, Mark. I'm sorry, I'm adrift. Sorry, Mark. The question. When we talked about the actual replacement, you said you got a quote a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
right?
It's like it's closer to $500,000.
Yeah. So just so you know, this may be able to do a little bit of them. It doesn't do the whole boat. So we'll just kind of address that as we go forward there. But that is something that is pretty sorely needed. And again, the numbers changed a little bit because I didn't change the other category, but they're generally similar. Sidewalk improvements, I put in $120,000 because there's always places we can kind of work on sidewalk improvements throughout the community. Again, I think making our community walkable is really important, and that just kind of in addition to our seated dollars, it's another opportunity to kind of address some of those neighborhood things. And then finally, stormwater infrastructure in the Westgate area. I put in $100,000 there as a way to kind of supplement stormwater fund to do the Westgate project out in that area. So, again, overall picture, tried to look at near-term and long-term issues. I tried to take a peek at each of the different departments and figure out something that this could help fund, and certainly open to any questions or comments that you have. Yes, Ted?
So I have a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these items are slated for 2022 and 2023. So
yes.
That means that money will just sit in an account until
yes.
that point.
Yes.
So is there something we could do with that money that's going to sit there that can accrue interest that
sure.
we can, you know, at 7% on anything after 2021, that's like,
yeah.
you know, we can make $100,000 in interest at 7%.
Yeah, we can put that in and invest it, and the money interest would go in the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
However, we only have half of that.
That currently. We'll get the other half. We anticipate, what, July? Maybe?
Next year.
Of next
so
year.
So I was going to go ahead and invest this, but these projects, most of these are, they want to start on them right away.
Well, but
so
starting 2022, there's $1.4 million left over.
Right. And we have
$1 million
right now, or no?
$1,040,000.
Yeah, $1,040,000.
Currently.
And I don't know. I didn't sit here and figure out how much. the expenses are you have in here for 21?
I've not added up. I know it's not super significant. There's a lot of small dollar projects, and the biggest one is the insurance fund. But you know, depending on kind of how things roll. I'll give you a for instance. Okay, so the downtown strategic investment plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, that $50,000. We're not going to spend that all in one spot. Like, it's going to be spread out. So while the project may begin in 2022, it may not end. We may not pay the full amount out until 2023. Mm-hmm. I just have to ensure that all the dollars were spent by December of 2024. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I think it's a good point. There's actually been a lot of conversation on the listserv at Cities and Towns trying to figure out how we can invest this money and make interest. I think there is a mechanism for that, correct?
Yeah, we weren't sure we were going to be allowed to, but they did one of the webinars. They said yes, we could, yeah. And the interest could go in the general fund.
So right. With that, I'm sorry. So yeah. So with that being said, I know that's something that Rosie wants to do, and mm-hmm. So if we can figure that out, what that number is going to be, and what we can invest that we're not going to spend right away, if sure. You will. And again, this is all up to you guys. You guys can say no, I hate this plan, and we want to spend all of it on water lines. Okay, you can do that if you want to do that. Okay. Again, there is some differentiation between the revenue loss and the utility, but for the revenue loss, we can spend it on just about anything.
So on the revenue loss, so once that goes in there, that just wipes that loss out then?
So the way in which it's a hard question to answer because yeah. the way in which the Treasury has outlined it, there was a formula on how to figure what percentage of the dollars that the community was getting, how to figure out what the revenue loss was, okay? So that's why I went to Baker Tilly and said, okay, tell us what this number is, because we can try to do the numbers, but you're a financial expert, tell us what it is. So the 1.559, that's what they came up with to say that was our revenue loss. There's certain categories of our budget we could count, certain other categories we couldn't count, things like that, but they worked through all those guidelines and gave us that amount of money. So when you see the category of revenue loss, it's a formula based on our revenue and based on a growth formula. It's not necessarily every single dollar that we lost in 2020. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to be sneaky. I'm just it's hard to describe that because of how Treasury laid it out.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, and we kind of struggled about it because we were thinking, okay, we can take that money and just put it back in the whatever fund.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
That's why I
can't.
Okay.
Everything.
We gotta actually have expenditures out of that account.
Yeah.
For whatever else we want within those categories, but we can't put it back into those accounts that they came from.
Okay.
So, my clarification is
yes.
Mark's barn is coming.
Yes.
Wrapping up.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that funding for that project has nothing to do with this money, right?
So the easiest way I can answer that question is that the funding for that barn came from the general fund that we put in. We effectively loaned it.
I
you guys don't have that conversation, right? We had that conversation. So we got a loan for that account. Okay. So the idea would be we take these three accounts that would normally come out of general fund, we pay for those accounts out of the ARP money, and change the general fund money to pay off the loan.
By year end 2022.
Yes, or whenever. I mean, we can space it out. It's I don't know. I mean, the question would be whether or not the interest rate changes based on how long we pay that off.
We borrowed it for 3 years.
Well, I think our objective was to pay it off in a short duration of time,
yes.
Which would be the 3 years.
But we can go in and pay it off. If we've got this, pay it off January 1, or I'm not sure what date the first payment's due.
So I guess I'm leaning on this particular project, since we've worked hard at it, is to pay it off as quickly as possible and keep on the investment that we're making,
okay.
and not go backwards with that
right.
particular project.
Yeah. And I have a meeting with him, I think Friday, so.
Who is him?
Dave, or, from the bank.
Oh, Dave
Smith.
Dave Smith.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
Jennifer.
So, on some of these ones that involve purchasing an item, if we would happen to get all the money now, does the purchase need to wait until these years, or can it happen sooner?
After we get the money, we can spend it as soon or as late as we want up to that December 2024. I will tell you, when I put the schedule together, I was trying to keep in mind the delays that things are happening right now, because we got to have that last check signed by December 31st of 2024. But I don't think there's any challenge outside of the interest bearing issue. I don't know there's any challenge of doing things sooner. No. It just would matter when we get our second draw in 22 for that second million and change dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
And actually, Daddy, this is all that's scheduled for 21.
Gotcha. Have you passed this out? Or is this just,
no,
is there one copy?
Okay. It's only for you.
Okay.
I've got another one.
Okay. So, Rosie, again, not trying to anticipate your vote by any means. But Rosie kind of put together an additional appropriation resolution that would address the 2021 items. And the total figure is $379,500. So effectively that would leave, what, $621,000, if I'm with $20,500, in that account effectively to, we could reinvest it or something, mm-hmm. if that's what the will of the council. We could do that for sure if that would be something you guys want to do. Again, we'll get to that if you guys want to keep moving forward with that. We can get to that next if you want. But I if you have other comments or thoughts on the plan, I'm happy to answer those thoughts or questions. As you well know, the other kind of nebulous thing that's out there right now is an infrastructure bill that is going around and around in our federal capital, and we don't exactly know what that's going to look like and what that could mean for our utilities, our streets, our sidewalks, our, you know, we don't know. We've heard so many I have heard so many definitions of what infrastructure is. I'm not even sure what they're actually calling infrastructure anymore. But but certainly, if there is a bill that's passed that is going to send $1 trillion+ or whatever it ends up being of our grandkids' money into the economy and into communities and stuff, you can darn well bet we're going to fight tooth and nail to try to get some of that back. If they're going to spend it, we might as well try to spend it in our community, help us grow and expand, and do the things we need to do. So that's the other nebulous piece out there, council members, is we don't know what the infrastructure bill is going to look like if it passes. Signs are pointing to it's going to pass in some form. We just don't know what that is. And then that obviously would be potentially on top of whatever this is. So
does this stay relatively intact, though? And that's a whole nother.
I think it does. Yeah, it would be a whole nother bird on top of there. Certainly, there's plenty of transportation and infrastructure projects we can add to the boat, if you will. As you are well aware, our community continues to try to keep up with all the infrastructure changes, but. One thing the federal government has made very clear is that any funding that they're going to pass on, we cannot go to reduce debt or reduce rates. And we'll make that really clear, too, because while we may be getting $2 million here, the federal government has made it very clear, Secretary of Treasury has made it very clear, that we cannot take this money and reduce debt and reduce the fees that go to our citizens, which is interesting. But that is what they have mandated. So, yes.
Is there a time that they're going to make that announcement, or has ETA over the time?
So we know the infrastructure bill has continued to go back and forth in, specifically in the Senate recently, if I remember correctly. And there has been, this is not a political comment, this is news, if you will, and that is that there has been some consternation, especially among the Democrats, who hold the 51st vote in a 100-person Senate. There's been some consternation among some of the moderate Democrats about how much the bill is going to cost, and certainly among the more liberal wing of the Democrats, there's been a lot more conversation about it needs to be broader, bigger, and do more. So that is the holdup right now, from what I understand. If I were going to put money on, and I would never bet on the federal government, by the way, but if I were going to put money on it, I would say within the next month we're going to know more about whether it passes or whether it doesn't. I think there's a lot of interest going into election year next year for a lot of people that there's going to be some Definity coming very soon. Marcia, is Definity a word?
I'm not sure it is.
Check on Definity if that's a word. Any other questions about the ARP plan?
So once we approve this, it's approved and they won't have to come through?
Individually.
Okay.
That's now, I mean, obviously, if they're over a certain size, Board of Works would still have to approve the contract, things like we always do for any kind of spending bills. But for this specifically, yes, they wouldn't have to come to you with each of these individuals like we did with CARES Act.
Okay.
But certainly, the other thing would be is that, you know, if, for instance, we got into next year and something went sideways and the council wanted to change directions with some of this funding, we certainly can come back to the table and have that. Because, again, you are the fiscal body. You guys have the decision-making when it comes to that. So if things go sideways and we need to either come back to you or, you know, you come back to me or whatever it is to make those changes, we can do that.
Basically, we're appropriated. If it's already appropriated, then the Board of Works can expect it.
So effectively, the answer is yes, although tonight, what I'm putting in front of you is effectively a spending plan, but the actual appropriation is what Rosie has put together.
Will that be next time?
That it can be next time, it can be this time, it's really up to you guys. So.
And next year, because the budget's already been submitted for next year and we already approved it, we would have to do another one of these.
Another additional appropriation.
We don't need the state's approval, but you guys have to approve it, sign an ordinance, and then I have to send it to them. So none of the 2022 can be spent until you guys approve it.
So to what you have there, that's just basically everything in yellow here, or whatever color that is.
Yeah, I can right? Look at it here.
And then how often will we review this, like as things are spent?
Yep.
Would it be annually or quarterly or?
I can, again, as the fiscal body, I can provide you with as many and as often reports as you'd like to report. But
daily.
If you'd like, if you want it daily, okay. No, but if you would like me to come back quarterly or, you know, semi-annually or annually, I can do whatever it is the council wants to do to let you all know where we're at with this plan. Yes.
Great. Thanks. So, I mean, if these are things that are on here that we've already budgeted, I mean, I'm not opposed to
it's up to you. Again, I appreciate Rosie doing that. You know, I will say one of the things that I would like to get started on, obviously, is the downtown Wi-Fi thing. Because obviously there's some equipment that's on that needs to be ordered and get it installed before the weather breaks. Because we do have some really great Christmas and winter traditions that I'd love to have that up and running by.
Is there going to be a problem getting the hardware for that, Terry, by that
no,
time?
No, we're just waiting for your approval.
Okay.
As soon as you give it to us, it'll be ordered.
That's probably the most...
The problem was a lot of the stuff that we had set up for the previous time is no longer available, you know, that kind of stuff. Product goes fast, changes out fast, and so if we wait too long, we're going to have to revisit another quote, and the timeline will change for us.
Can that be voted on and completely approved tonight, or do we have to wait and do it a second time?
Yeah, it can. You can just suspend the rules and approve it on first reading, if you want.
If you want, yeah. Again, we're not putting pressure on you. In the interest of full disclosure, I should also mention, I apologize I didn't put this down, under the $44,000 for the downtown Wi-Fi infrastructure, in that amount there is a camera for Oak Alley. that would be tied to the Wi-Fi system, but I didn't put it in the notes, but there is a camera. That's the only thing that really is kind of different, but there is a camera for OP Alley.
For security.
For security purposes, yeah. For, you know, for the 100,000 plus investment we put into that alley, it's probably worthwhile to at least have something in that area watching it. So,
right.
And that video will go directly to dispatch, correct? So.
Yeah, it'll be part of our system.
Yeah.
So if we, let's say this wasn't even available.
Okay. So this, I'm sorry, Walt. Hold on one second, please. Okay. So the numbers on the additional appropriation don't match my numbers because Rosie, it was my fault. I changed them and Rosie didn't get those numbers. That's my fault. So I think if you guys are okay, we'll wait for the appropriation until next time. And then you guys can do what you want to do in that regard. So I'm sorry, Walt. Go ahead.
You answered my question.
Oh, I answered your question? Okay. So I guess tonight what I'm asking for is if you feel comfortable with this plan, I would ask for your approval of the plan. And again, that doesn't appropriate any money. The appropriation would come in 2 weeks at that council meeting. But it would at least start the process so that we know how to start kind of outlining it in the actual budget and all those kind of things. So I would like a motion to approve the ARP spending plan.
I'll make a motion that we approve the ARP spending plan as presented.
Second.
Okay, motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you for that. Thank you for your confidence in this. This has been a long time coming. We've, you know, ARP money has been in our account since, I think, July. And we've still, I mean, everyone's been trying to figure out how we can spend it, what's that percentage, how that all works at work. And so appreciate the department heads getting information to me and Rosie and her just amazing bookkeeping work as always. So, and go have to ask him afterwards. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and go to department head report. So, Chip.
We've been working on the fiber. I have the first phase of blueprints, which is starting north of town, or the north edge of town, if you'd like to look at them.
It should be in your Dropbox, by the way, the phases. It should
and,
be in your Dropbox.
You know, scheduling, like, where they're going to put equipment and everything. Westgate, we're anticipating hearing from NDOT if we receive the Community Crossings grant here, hopefully soon. Electric is three-quarters of the way done, as the last thing was, the last quarter is, you know, part of the ARP funds. Water, we're getting ready to do that, probably within the next 3 weeks, moving a water main. And just want to say I had a great time, learned a lot down at AIM Idea Summit. And other than that, I've got nothing.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Mike?
We have a VFD drive for our blowers and one of our headworks that we're going to be replacing. They essentially blew up and are not functioning anymore. I had a guy off for shoulder surgery. He's back on mic duty, so I have him working on the SDI annual report that we have to submit to them. Today they set the top riser and also the lid on the pig launch at 700 East. So that project should be coming to an end here really soon. During the Board of Works meeting, they approved spending some money on our effluent pumps that need new impellers and wear rings. We have them inspected every 4 to 5 years, and during their inspections, and they send us photos and then a written report back. And instead of doing one at a time, with the way things are coming, we just decided to do all three of them at the same time. I'm going to start working. Well, I have been working on to try to finish up. Working with Beth on a grant from IPEP. We've got some equipment from them before, so I'm going to put together a package and submit that to her. And our track loader that was supposed to be in last month and then it got moved to this month is now moved to next month. So we're still waiting on that. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Questions to Mike. Thank you. Kelly.
Yeah, just wanted to report on our paving contractor, Niblock. Working on our package. They got Old Trail and Ellsworth Street done last week. Currently working on doing some alley grading. We have several alleys on the list too that we wanted to have maintenance issues with that we wanted to pave, and then they'll will be getting down to the cemetery and doing some paving down there later on. And then we're just preparing for leaf pickup, trying to run the sweeper as much as we can now.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Gary?
Last meeting I reported on picking up our vehicle from City Ford and getting that to the installer. Well, he got that done in a very timely manner because he was waiting on the vehicle, so he had all the parts and equipment ready. So we got that back, and it's being serviced tomorrow. Also, the last meeting they approved us getting that second vehicle, which we picked that up, and it's out with the installer. So hopefully, knock on wood, he gets that back as fast as he did this one. That'll be awesome. And then we had three guys at training last time, and they were excited to get back and put that training to use. We continue to work on SOPs and policies with the police department and dispatch. And Cody and Matt have been working great together on the GIS, getting that up to snuff. And I think Chip reported earlier that they're trying to get more of a Google Earth type picture of the house that they're working on. So excited to get that up and running. And we got all of our dispatchers back in full force. So Jeremy should be released here very soon. And then we'll be in good shape as far as cutting the overtime down. We've already cut it down from last year. We're about in half right now of our overtime. So hopefully we can even cut that a little more.
Great. Questions to Gary? Thank you.
I just want to, real quick, I want to clear something up for Kelly here. We was having a discussion on this no parking on Whitley and North. And
yes.
I'm pretty much clear on it, but I think I want to clear up for Kelly. It is no parking on North Street from Main to Whitley, and no parking from basically North Street to Collinwood.
That's what the ordinance says, I believe. Yeah.
We're adding
the new signs. Ordinance.
Yeah, the new ordinance is yes. No parking.
Yeah, so it's a no parking. Yeah. Yeah. So, obviously the exception that would be the spaces that are on Whitley Street that are actually on the school proper, the full park property. Yeah.
On the east side.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Question. Okay. Mike.
We're about a little over halfway done laying the new main on Jefferson Street. Hopefully in 2 weeks we should have everything back and hooked up, people hooked up on it. And also they have cleaned well 7 and videoed it, and we got good news. There was no hole in the casting on this one.
Okay.
So it sounds like everything's going to, you know, once they get the well, the pump rebuilt and the motor and that, it'll just go back together.
Gotcha. Very good. That's good news. That's a big dollar value we're saving.
Yeah, that we saved. Yeah. I mean, we still got the big price, but we don't have any additional with having to put another, you know, casting down.
That's great. Questions? Thank you. Terry?
We finished the network work at the Tower View Drive Tower. So that network is back up and got fiber back into it. And our lookout camera now is functioning with the capability of adding more cameras down the greenway if we want to in the future. We're also working over at in the park, trying to get Well 9 up on the fiber network also, so it'll operate on the SCADA system and hopefully work a little bit more efficiently than it does with the radios. That's about it for the major projects.
Questions to Terry? Thank you, Mark.
Oh, whoa. It's changed. Well, that was what?
Prepared, right?
There we go. Yeah. Updated my phone during this, so. Okay, so football's been going on the last couple months on Saturdays, and so it's done here, and all we have left is sixth graders, so it's winding down. Did have an incident last weekend with some coaches that you may have read about on Facebook, but I'd like to thank the football committee. They handled that really well, and I think we got that situation taken under control. Our mother-son party is next Friday night at it's a Halloween party. People are buying tickets in our office quite a bit right now. They're $20 each. So that'll be coming up quick. The seating at the high school property is kind of on hold until it's dry enough they can do it. So kind of just being patient. We've been mowing a lot. Obviously, the grass is still growing quickly. And so we've had a lot of our guys mowing just this week. We did have an issue, or still kind of do, an issue with mud sliding down the trail there by Des Moines Grimes. There's been some construction back there that was allowing the water to just go down the hill. There's a steep hill part of the trail back there. And it was very slippery, kind of dangerous. And I want to thank the guys that have been working back there. They were made aware of that and have made some changes, and still in the process of making changes to make that better. Just thankful that they were able to give it some attention, because it was kind of dangerous back there. We did get some new hand dryers for free to replace the ones that were in our bathrooms back at Morse's Park that we just had to put in last spring. We had problems with them, and so they replaced them. So that's exciting news. We're working on advertising the skate rink hours and put those together today. So that'll be starting right after Thanksgiving, like the week after Thanksgiving. And then Kyle Weigel started yesterday, his first day at the Aquatic Center. So he's raring to go and asking a lot of questions, which is good. So we're excited to have him there. And we're currently taking applications for the new maintenance position that Kyle left. So we moved Kyle from maintenance to the Aquatic Center, leaving his spot open. So we're taking applications for that right now. That's all I have.
Questions? Thank you. Before I go to Marcia, I'm going to go to Grace this time, so you're not at the very, very end here. So Grace, you want to introduce yourself and talk about the Youth Council?
So I'm Grace Romine. I am one of the senior reps for Youth Council. I'm also the president this year. And so our meeting last month, we were able to visit and take a tour of the wastewater treatment plant. And we also started our kind of city government 101 lesson. We have a meeting next Wednesday for the month of October. There was something else the Youth Council has been doing the last few months. We had been planning kind of last minute a pickleball tournament, which was held two Saturdays ago, October 2nd. And that went really well. We had 14 teams come and play. We were able to utilize the pickleball courts, part of the Parks Department, and all of the money went to the Parks Department. So there was T-shirts, and the winning team got medals. It was a lot of fun. I think everybody enjoyed it, besides the rain, but well, they didn't really cooperate that day.
Yeah. Question of Ruth. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
RC.
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. We're tomorrow afternoon. I think you're in that meeting, security meeting too, right? Yeah, so Terry and Rosie and I are meeting to kind of look at some security upgrades for City Hall and for some of our accounts, things like that. Again, as you probably consistently hear about the cyber attacks that are happening to hospital systems and governments and things like that, we're trying to stay ahead of that to the best of our ability as a small community. We're meeting on that to kind of look at that and see what options we have. Thursday, there is a meet and greet with the new chancellor of the of Northeast Ivy Tech. I think I sent that out to each of you. So we're excited about not only meeting her, but also talking about the Marshall Building and what they hope to grow in that building, and certainly the opportunity for a test kitchen in there and things to that effect. And then Friday is our city-county health fair. You may remember that a couple, at least a year or two ago, we joined with the county to do a health fair for our employees. And that seems to have gone well. That's actually at the Marshall Community Center. Next week we're looking at discussing our sitting down with Beth and Rick Quaid from Q3 to talk about health insurance rates for next year and seeing where that's going to be. as Grace said, we have youth council next week, and I also have a roundtable next week. As a reminder, at the next council meeting, I will not be here, so Walt will be leading that meeting. And Ted, you're not going to
be here. I will be
here. Oh, you will be here. Okay. And Jennifer, you're here. Dan, you're here. Right. Okay. So you'll have four of the five again. I don't believe Jenny's going to be here unless things have changed. So you'll have a quorum for that. As always, if there's any questions you have, certainly feel free to email me or contact me in whatever ways you have there. There is a CIP committee meeting after the council meeting tonight, and it's really just to focus on the budget to make sure we have, you know, seated approval, because the seated budget actually is, it's a part of it, but it's not really a part when it comes to the state of Indiana. It's kind of a separate thing, so anyways. Walt?
Nothing.
Dan?
Nothing.
Jennifer?
I want to say that the AIM Summit was fantastic.
It was.
Got a lot of really great ideas and contacts there for things we can do in our community. Also want to mention that the downtown trick-or-treating in all the business district, et cetera, is Friday the 29th of October from 3 to 6 p.m. And the thing that we're going to add on to that this year, there's also going to be kind of a trunk-or-treat area, so if any businesses want to participate in that, or church groups even, clubs, organizations want to participate in that, they can contact the chamber. Also, we are going to do some sort of little parade.
Cool.
Around probably the courthouse square.
Okay. On the
kids
sidewalk?
Yes. Okay. With kids in their costumes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're trying to make it real safe. So
okay.
On the sidewalk.
That's fantastic. And I believe that Nicole and Jeff Penrod will be there, be at the annual chamber dinner.
Okay.
On my behalf. So,
super.
That should be coming in.
Nice.
Good. Thank you. Tad?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We had redevelopment today, but there was nothing earth-shattering that happened during that meeting. So.
Thankfully, nothing earth-shattering.
Yes.
They did say that the testing at LML is coming back
well,
good.
That,
so, but again, that's one round of tests.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yes, yes, for the contamination there, so very good. Okay, press. There's no audience, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.